Well, another thing that is happening tomorrow morning is that early risers across Ireland will get to see a total eclipse of the moon, a spectacular event in nature caused when the moon enters the Earth's shadow. And it's the first of two eclipses visible from Ireland this month. Well, David Moore is on the line, astronomer and editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. Good morning to you, David, and welcome back to the programme. So tell us more then about what we can expect tomorrow morning, and most importantly, how early is early? What time do people need to be up at?
Well, the first bite will be taken out of the moon by the Earth's shadow at 5:09 a.m. And that bite will get bigger and bigger as the moon slips into the Earth's shadow. The only problem is the moon is already low in the west and it's going down. And the total part of the eclipse begins at 6:26 a.m., by which stage it'll be fairly bright morning twilight and the moon will be very low. So you need to find somewhere where you can look in the west, very low down, to see the actual moon being eclipsed and hope that there are no clouds on the horizon at all. So we're appealing to everybody throughout the 32 counties to keep an eye out for it, just in case there are clouds. So we can do a report for Astronomy Ireland magazine. It's aimed at beginners, so we're looking for people with the naked eye, maybe a pair of binoculars if you want a close-up look, and hopefully we won't have to battle too many clouds. Even if the forecast is bad, though, go out and look. It's cloud cover. That's very difficult to predict. And in past eclipses, somebody has always gotten a glimpse of it, even if the weather was bad.
Tell us then what an eclipse actually is and what it is going to look like. What can we expect?
Yeah, well, eclipses have to happen at the time of a full moon. So tonight, when the sun sets, the moon will start rising, and the whole evening tonight, it will be a brilliant full moon high in the sky. And then eventually, when it comes to 5:09, the edge of the moon will already have started to dim and discolor a little, but the first bite, the first part of the eclipse, will be just beginning then. And if you stay up till 6:26, you'll get to see the total eclipse. All of the full moon will be gone. Had it happened high in a dark sky, like it would in North America, you can see the landscape under full moonlight. And the moon will dim by a factor of nearly a million times and become this blood-red moon high up. The landscape will be extremely dark. We probably won't get that effect because there'll be twilight coming for us. At the same time, we're sort of catching the start of the eclipse only. And the sun will rise, the moon will set. They have to happen at the same time during an eclipse. Depends where you are. On the east coast of Ireland, around 7:15. But if you're on the west coast, you'll get to about 7:05. So I suppose, in simple terms, the eclipse runs from roughly 5 a.m. until 7 a.m. A lot of people are going to be up at 7 a.m. getting ready for school, work, whatever. And if you don't get up that early, you know, go to bed an hour or two early this evening and get up an hour or two early tomorrow morning, because there won't be another total eclipse of the moon visible from Ireland until New Year's Eve in 2028. That's nearly 4 years away.
I was reading that this morning and it kind of got me thinking, I think I probably should get up then and have a look at the eclipse if we're not going to get another one for nearly 4 years. But I did mention that it is the first of two eclipses that will be visible from Ireland this month. So what's happening later in the month? I think it's around the 29th of March.
Yeah, I should say, of course, we've covered all this in Astronomy Ireland magazine, and it's a paper magazine that you get in the post. But when anybody signs up for the magazine, they'll be instantly emailed the actual two articles about the eclipses, and then the paper magazine will follow with loads of other things to see a couple of days later in the post. And on the 29th of March, which is a Saturday, so nice and convenient, most people won't be at work or school, it happens around 10 a.m. to noon, so again, not too bad social timing. And of course, it's a partial eclipse of the sun, so it happens in daylight. And over half the sun's diameter will be covered, best place to see it, on the west coast, which is quite a deep eclipse. And you'll probably notice it getting a little bit darker than normal, only a little bit. And the temperature will probably drop by a few degrees Celsius during the eclipse itself. You have to be careful, though, when viewing a solar eclipse. even the bit of the sun that's not eclipse can damage your eyesight. And you don't want to stare at it, not even with sunglasses. And you certainly shouldn't use binoculars or telescopes to look at that. There are different tricks and techniques, from as simple as punching a hole in a piece of paper and picking up the sunlight that streams through it on another piece of white paper a few feet back. That'll show you the progress of the eclipse. If you've got a pair of binoculars, there are things you can do if you're careful. It's all in the magazine. And again, we want people to report what they see. And if they take any photographs, we definitely want to publish the Irish ones in Astronomy On magazine in the next issue.
And David, the thing is, I mean, to the naked eye or to the average listener this morning, we might get out, get into the car, have a look at the moon and say, wow, didn't it look fantastic? But I was reading a piece as well, just that is in your magazine, and it says how eclipses gave us the world that we live in today. Eclipses over centuries have given us the society we live in today. Without them, we would all be speaking a different language and have a totally different culture. So extremely important.
Yeah, it's a little known fact that, you know, you and I aren't speaking Greek today. We're speaking English directly because of an eclipse. In that case, it happened in 413 BC. And then that was because the Greek Empire fell as a result of superstitions about an eclipse. There was a major battle that went totally wrong. Had that eclipse not happened, anything could have happened with the Greek Empire. I think 20,000 men were killed, 600 boats. It was a big battle that the eclipse shouldn't have affected, but people believed in the superstition of what eclipses were. They didn't know that it's just the moon going around the Earth and going into the Earth's shadow. They thought it was something much more serious than that, involving the gods and bad omens, etc. The same thing happened with the sacking of Constantinople in the 15th century, a bit more recently, and that's brought about the end of the Roman Empire. To be fair, it had been declining anyway, and we might all be speaking Latin today had that not happened. And then you come to more modern eclipses. There was one which involved the whole Middle East problem in 1917. And even Christopher Columbus used an eclipse in 1504 on his fourth voyage to the Americas. He wouldn't have come back, would have died in Jamaica, had it not been the fact that he knew there was an eclipse coming up. The local natives, who wouldn't give him the supplies he needed, were fed up of him, basically. But he told them their Christian God was very angry at them and would put a sign in the sky with the moon. Duly, the eclipse happened, and he had no problems with the natives after that.
That is just fascinating. And I mean, I didn't know half of what you're telling us this morning. I know as well that Albert Einstein, I remember reading somewhere that he was made famous by an eclipse, I think back in 1919.
Yeah, there were Einstein did get Nobel Prizes, but there were other brilliant scientists at the time, around the start of the 20th century. And the reason why Einstein sort of got in the public mind was that he was German. The First World War just happened. Relations between England and Germany were very bad, and anything German was very bad. And, of course, the theory of gravity was developed by Isaac Newton about 300 or 400 years before that. And it had stood the test of time. But this German fellow came along and said, basically, it's not accurate. There's a better theory, his theory of relativity, that explains things when things are very exotic. So, for instance, when starlight skims the edge of a huge object like the sun, over a million times bigger than the Earth, it can actually bend the starlight. And Newton's theory didn't predict that the way Einstein's theory did. So in 1919, there was an eclipse that could be used to prove if the stars moved ever so slightly by this light-bending effect. It turned out Einstein was right, Newton was wrong, and there was actually an editor of the then Astronomical Journal of the time who was a Quaker. And despite what the English thought of the Germans, Quakers believed everybody had an equal right and was equally important. And he published the results of this expedition to see the eclipse in 1919. And it's reckoned, if he hadn't been a Quaker, it probably wouldn't have got published. The theory would have been questioned a lot more. But it was front page of the newspapers when a brilliant Englishman, Sir Isaac Newton, is proved wrong by a new German upstart, this young Albert Einstein. And that's what really gave him this media presence, which propagates to today. So he owes his fame to an eclipse, the time of the sun, and a total eclipse of the sun at that in 1919. And by the way, this is a partial eclipse on March 29th. We won't have a total eclipse of the sun on Irish soil till the 23rd of September in the year 2090. So if you don't want to wait for that, you have to travel. There's one in Spain next year, for instance. And as well as that, the last total eclipse seen on Irish soil was in 1724. So they're very rare. If you want to see them, you've got to travel. I've been lucky enough to lead two expeditions to see them, to Turkey 2006, USA 2017. We're making plans for future ones as well. And they are the most spectacular sight in nature.
Well, the next total eclipse that we're going to see, as you say, is coming down the tracks. There will be eclipse tomorrow visible from Ireland, and this is a lunar eclipse beginning at 5:09 in the morning, and then by 6:26 tomorrow morning, the moon will be totally eclipsed. And more information on astronomy.ie. Thanks to David Moore, astronomer and editor of Astronomy Ireland, and very good morning to you, David, and thanks for joining us. So let us know if you'll be getting up early in the morning to see that total eclipse, 0833 97 97 97, and if you get any photographs of it tomorrow, send it in to us at KFM, and also send it to Astronomy Ireland as well.